The Result of Self-Denying Effort, March 6, 1903. Let not self-denial be so rare as it has been in the past among the people of God. The Lord will cooperate with every one who is truly in earnest. What may be accomplished by self-denying effort is shown by the result of the sale of Christ's object lessons. In giving us this book, the Lord gave us a great blessing. I praise Him with heart and soul that He put it into my mind to give this book for the relief of the schools. I praise Him that our publishing houses acted so generous a part in the work of preparing this book for sale. And I praise Him that our people have put their hand so nobly to the work of its circulation. The Lord has greatly blessed them. In the effort to sell this book, they have learned by practical experience what they can do for the advancement of the work. And they have learned also how to speak to strangers about the truth. While the men of the world are idolizing money and making it their trust, the Lord in His providence has brought forth from His treasure house a precious treasure and has placed it within the reach of all. He has given His people an opportunity to take to their friends and neighbors and to strangers a book containing the precious lessons of Christ. As those who have never tried to sell books have thought of going out with this book, a dread has come into their hearts. But the Lord has led and guided them as His little children. He has taught young and old, men and women, how to give the light of truth to those who know it not. And the purchases have been blessed. Their hearts have softened as they have listened to the story of the self-denying effort to free our schools from debt. By the sale of this book, many sermons have been preached. Those in the highways as well as those in the hedges have been reached. As men and women and youth have gone forth to sell object lessons, and in simple words have told what they were trying to do, a deep impression has been made on minds. Hearts have been touched. Sinners have been convicted and converted. How grateful we should be that the Lord devised this means of bringing hope and comfort to starving souls. He makes this book a leaf from the tree of life to those who turn to Him. Through it, He will change the hearts of men and women living in worldliness and self-indulgence. As a result of the effort to circulate it, some, yes, many, will be converted, brought to a knowledge of the truth. Many who might never have had an opportunity to hear a discourse from the living preacher will be fed with the bread of life. Christ's command is, "Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." Luke 14, verse 23. The effort to sell object lessons has taken to many the invitation to the feast that God has prepared. The circulation of this book is the Lord's missionary work, and it will make joyful the hearts of all who engage in it. To some, the cross at first seemed heavy, but they found that as they lifted it, it lifted them and brought peace and joy to their souls. Their testimony has been, "His yoke is easy and His burden is light." Matthew 11, verse 30. In willing, unselfish service, they have found rest to their souls. Christ has placed upon His church a sacred charge, the fulfilling of which calls for self-denial at every step. When those who believe in Him are seen lifting the cross and bearing it after Him in the paths of self-denial, willingly doing all in their power to bring blessing to those for whom Christ died, witness will be borne to the power of Christianity. And in the hearts of many who are now unbelievers will spring up faith in Him who gave His life to save a guilty world from eternal ruin.